Dude, I was over at my girlfriend's house last night because I wanted to watch Halloween 3, and my girlfriend's like, got a TV? But she's like, no, dude, we're watching the elections. And I'm like, whoa, major drone zone. But my girlfriend wanted to watch the talking heads because she, like, voted. So I crashed on the couch, and then I had this dream. I dreamed Nancy Pelosi was marching into Junior Bush's house, and she was leading this army of interior decorators from San Francisco, and she was like, we're gonna change the drapes! And then the interior decorators started tearing down Junior Bush's drapes, and they're asking him questions like, where did you hide the Constitution, dude? And Junior Bush is like, whoa, I'm out of here. So he splits and goes down to Home Depot to buy a paper shredder. But when he gets to the checker's all like, dude, your wallet is empty. But Junior Bush is like, I buy it with my political capital. But the checker's like, your political capital's all spent, dude. But Junior Bush steals the paper shredder anyway. And he comes home and there's new drapes up and they say war criminal all over them. So Junior Bush starts shredding them. And the interior decorators from San Francisco don't stop him because they're all fighting over what floral pattern they want. And Nancy Pelosi's like, where do you hide the habeas corpus, dude? Where's the Bill of Rights? And then my girlfriend's like, Brad, wake up, wake up. And when I wake up, I hear myself screaming, executive privilege, executive privilege. So I don't know what that dream meant, but I wish my girlfriend would have let me watch Halloween 3. At least that wouldn't have been so scary. Brad Cahoon here. Rock on.